Thank you, Ambassador. Mr. Chair, the Philippines aligns itself with the statement that has been delivered on behalf of the Nanayan movement. In our national capacity, we wish to take this opportunity to congratulate and commend our own NAM colleague, who chaired this year's MX5, Ms. Grisel Rodriguez of Panama, and to also offer thoughts on the institutional strengthening of the convention. In his 2018 document entitled Securing Our Future, an Agenda for Disarmament, the Secretary General of the United Nations called for a rethinking of our work on disarmament, nonproliferation, and arms control, and to contextualize it within the ambit of our overarching sustainable development goals. International peace and security, and also sustainable development, benefit from the full and effective implementation of the BWC. Yet, as the Secretary General observed in the same document, the BWC has the least developed institutional capacity among the conventions dealing with weapons of mass destruction. This is the context that underpinned the work of MX5 throughout this intersessional process. Having explored the means to address this convention's underdeveloped institutional capacities, we already understand that fully strengthening this convention requires bold and comprehensive action. States parties have long stressed what needs to be done, but it bears repeating here. Multilateral negotiations for a legally binding protocol that deals with all articles of the BWC in a balanced and comprehensive manner, including through verification measures, must resume. The absence of such a comprehensive protocol has created a gap in the provision of prompt and effective assistance under Article 7, which is a legal obligation of all states' parties. Further, the lack of a verification regime continues to pose a challenge to the credible implementation of this convention. As we will remain engaged in discussions to reach consensus on the legally binding protocol and other comprehensive measures, so should we also continue to explore concrete means to strengthen the convention and its functioning, including along the lines of what we have discussed during this ISP as follows. First, enhancing the implementation of Article 10, including through the strengthening of existing measures, development of new measures to institutionalize a more programmatic approach for implementation, concrete and scalable initiatives that could become organic institutional features of the convention, and broad proposals to synergize partnerships and collaboration between and among stakeholders. Second, operationalizing Article 7, including through the establishment of a database to facilitate assistance and the development of a detailed procedure and mechanism for a timely, effective, and adequate response. Third, the creation of an expert-driven science and technology review mechanism that takes into account both the need to balance both inclusivity and manageability. We also welcome fresh ideas on enhancing the BWC. We note with interest the working paper submitted by Kazakhstan that provides further details to the proposal of His Excellency President Tokayev to establish an international agency for biological safety. We also note with interest the proposal from the United Kingdom to, among others, empower the meetings of states parties to undertake practical decisions in the exigencies of the convention's objectives. We fully support the working paper submitted by Panama on enhancing gender equality and women's participation as an integral part of the institutional strengthening of this convention. We recognize the work of institutions like UNIDIR in promoting the gender perspective in our discussions. Enhancing gender parity is important not only in the composition of delegations to BWC meetings, but also in the leadership positions. Enhancing gender equality and the full and meaningful participation of women is a timely idea and deserves the overwhelming support it received during this year's MX5. We have an opportunity to step back and integrate our collective reflections across all the MXs in this ISP. Our stock-taking and our aspirations for the BWC must step up and keep pace with the dynamic global responses across the multilateral sphere to rapidly evolving developments. In our discussions at various MXs this year, for example, we glimpse upon the agility of organizations like the Convention on Biodiversity, the World Health Organizations, the World Organization for Animal Health, and the Food and Agriculture Organization, among others. Indeed, we do not need to look beyond our own disarmament universe. The OPCW and the IAEA have been working hard to strengthen the implementation of the other disarmament conventions. the BWC cannot afford to be left behind. We are therefore encouraged by the constructive comments made at the beginning of this meeting, demonstrating our common desire to pursue constructive outcomes that will bring our work forward. At the 9th review conference, we will have the opportunity to harvest the ideas we have incubated throughout the ISP and to translate them into concrete actions. As we prepare for the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the convention, we must raise the level of our ambition and not only strengthen the BWC, but also make it future-proof. I thank you, Mr. Chair.